The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name for your mercy that endures forever. Thank you for this, your beautiful people that you've gathered together this morning. Thank you because you are their God and they came to you. They left their houses to come to you. They have not come to see man. They have not come to man. They have come to you. Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. And you have not asked the sons of Jacob to seek you in vain. And so, Lord Jesus, thank you because you've been blessing, downloading showers of blessing upon us. And as we go to the last part of this service today, that the Lord Jesus, your blessing will be sealed on us. Your blessing will rest upon us. Grant understanding, grant entrance, grant power, grant spirit, grant help. Grant help, Lord Jesus. Let help flow from the head of the church, Jesus. The help of Jesus that flows to the head of Aaron, even Reverend Busui and Bimpi Olabode. Let this same help flow to us here today. It's a flow. Let us find refreshing. Let us find pasture today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, as the meeting was going on, what the picture that came to my mind was, if you have two children and they are going to school in the morning, and one is going to close by 12 and the other is going to close by 6, which one will carry a heavier lunch bag? After they have eaten their breakfast. In fact, the one that will close by 12, you might not even give him anything. You just said, I beg, maybe you will close. You know, most of the time when you go to churches that they spend 1.5 hours in service, I want to wonder, did they pray? They said they prayed. Worship, unko? They worshipped. Preacher preached. They gave offering, announcement, testimony. And in 1 week, you will not come back for the next 1 week, oh. Until next week Sunday again. How do you sustain? How do you buy 5 liters of fuel and you are traveling to Ondo? No. How? Yeah. So you are ready to sleep in the forest. That's your plan. So most of the time, we don't know that our service is how we are being serviced. That's how we are being serviced. So when we come to church, church is a place to fuel us. Because where you are going to spend the life is out there. No, but anybody that misbehaves in church, that madness was very high for you to be punching somebody in church. We will separate you. And once I will call prayer band, please deliver. But where you can really punch somebody is at your workplace. Abi? You wouldn't know how you can curse until somebody wants to cheat you. And that thing will come from a depth. Hey. So it has always been there. You didn't borrow it from anywhere. Shey, we read this today. That what defies a man is not what enters the man. Don't go and be drinking beer. And say, the Bible says that whatever comes, don't be smoking. And you say, be smoking and say whatever comes into the body does not defy whatever, but actually smoke comes out of your mouth. Smoke did not enter, smoke came out. So you are defiled already. Hallelujah. So there are things in man. I was preaching to some group of people online yesterday in the morning before going for WTV, and I was telling them that the only thing that God is about is how our life can be upgraded, because we are dust. If you give dust 1 billion, dust is still dust. Amen. There is nothing natural that can change dust to stone. It will take another technology to change dust to a stone. And that's the gospel. Today, I am trusting the Lord for help for us in Jesus' name. I want us to know that we are in a good time. You are in a good place. The gospel will be preached again. In the early church, nobody dare join themselves to them anyhow, because they know what they stand for. But today, you still see that it's not like that. People come to church with what they have in mind. So in the last days, men will choose teachers that they like. Amen. Men will choose who is sounding in a way that appeal to their person. But you go to university, you don't pick your lecturers. Your lecturers are given to you. Some lecturers you hate them, but don't come, because it has nothing to do with either you like my face. Some lecturers are so bad that they will stand in the front, they will not even shout. In a class of like 500, no microphone, yet fail his course. You are going nowhere. So in the last days, God is raising a people that the gospel is not what I think. Let us come and do Bible study. You see in this, what I read here now, what I think about what I read. Nobody cares about what you think. The gospel is not what you think. When you are in your business, use what you think to run your business. That is your business. Oh, you don't get me. The gospel is not a round table discussion. And you say your own. What is your idea? Then I say my own. I don't agree with your own. And I agree. And I agree to some extent. You see that your school of thought. You see your school of thought. Gospel. Gospel is not school of thought. I used to be in theology school some years ago. Our lecturers are white people. So when they come, we have classes, 10 days stretch, we'll camp. So they will come from the US, they will teach us, they are white, they will go back, they will come again. Maybe we have like 3 sessions in a year. One thing about that place is, anything you want to say, it's like you are writing projects. You must quote, reference, according to this school of thought, they believe that Melchizedek is a man. And according to another school of thought, they say that Melchizedek is a spirit. He's an angel. Oh. And let me tell you something. There is a sense or a feeling that you know. Even an unbeliever that enters into church for the first time feels he knows something. He can even be correcting you people. You see, in this church, everything you have done is good. It's just that. But your sisters used to open their hair. You will not go to class. And after a lecturer of thought, you will say, sir, come. Sir. You see, all that you have said, well, beautifully presented class, but something is lacking in that presentation. The instructional material you brought to the class, you the one you had there is not exactly the way. You are not graduating. The gospel is God's own idea. And no man knows it if it's not revealed. Give me that scripture. No man knoweth the things of a man. No man knoweth the things of a man. Can we read together? One, two, go. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? So, I don't know your things. Except the one you tell me. Isn't it? Except the one you reveal to me. I don't know your things. Your things is inside of you. But, it now says something. Even so, what? The things of God knoweth no man. Say, knoweth no man. But what? Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might what? Know the things that are freely given to us of God. So the gospel is the revelation of the things of God, which no man can buy. Forget, you are a professor or you are a professor on your own. Your professor is for the things of man, not the things of God. So in this season, I'm trusting God that gospel will be preached again and again. That's where I'm going. And we are all going to hear it. Jesus told them, the blind see, the lame hear. Glory to God. Then Jesus answering said, if you are not poor, you won't hear gospel. No. Poor now is not naira and kobo. Have you understand what I'm saying? Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As long as a man is proud, he can't hear gospel. What is in, there is a measure of meekness that is needed for you to hear the gospel and change. You will need it. You must see your poverty, your wretchedness. That's what Isaiah was saying. For the spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has what? Anointed me. To what? To preach. Say to preach. You know the good tidings is also the gospel. Unto who? Unto who? He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So when you say the gospel, the poor hear the gospel. Who is the poor now? The meek. The gospel is not our natural profession. The gospel is heavenly. And to make a people heavenly. To change you. Nothing can change a man. Forget it. Counseling cannot change anybody. You will need the gospel. Oh my God. Daddy was saying, the devil is fighting the gospel. You don't know why? Devil does not want man to change. He will give you another thing and take away the gospel. So we have many beautiful churches, cathedrals, and the most vital ingredient is missing. It's like Bob Fitz sang. He said, all the idols of this world, they are from the world of lies. Nothing in their wooden heart. So when you see an idol, is a formation, is a carving. But that heart is empty. Nothing is there. Imagine a temple without a hack. And people jump, they come up, they go down on an emptiness. We psych ourselves. You see, this week, when you are going this week, just know you are king's kid. And they will psych you, and you will wave your hand, and nothing is happening. No gospel is there. All you have is motivation. Big grammar. Tush human being. Fine suit. Clean shoe. Protocol. Perfect. Ushering. Top notch. Branding. Above the world. Decoration. Decor. Sound. Yet. Gospel is not there. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. I am trusting God that Eternal Life Embassy, gospel will not leave us. And we will not leave the gospel. Do you know that in a whole city, there may not be gospel there. And there are churches. The coming of the gospel to a city is God's blessing to that city. There may be a big city and gospel is not there. So I know when people used to travel distance to another state just to hear gospel. You know, that time, Daddy used to say that he served his school in Ilorin, and he comes to church in Lagos on Sunday. From Ilorin to Lagos to come and hear a pastor. Because there is no gospel in Ilorin at that time. There is no gospel in Ibadan. After Ilorin, you get to Ibadan. You know how massive Ibadan is? Lagos was the center of the gospel at that time. So I can travel any length. I was serving in Ogun State then. I was going to Ondo every week because of the gospel. Because what will matter? Am I still traveling to Ondo? Sorry, I'm still traveling to Ondo. At least not every Sunday. What am I looking for? The gospel. When you get to the gospel, do you really know the smell of the gospel? Can you smell? Do you know the aroma of the gospel? Because you can get the gospel and drop the gospel. Because it does not appeal to your senses. Because the gospel is not to pad you, it's to change you, it's to break you, it's to transform you. It's not to panebit you, it's to scatter you. The gospel is to scatter, because that which you have now is a wrong formation. All men are wrong. Somebody has worked over time to make you who you are. So you are really not this person. The real you has not appeared. So John said, it has not yet appeared what we shall be. Hey. There is a you that has been clothed with mud and hurt and rubbish. The gospel must hit a man. Kai. Paul was traveling. Saul. One light of the gospel from another world hit him thus, and he fell. The gospel is to make you fall from your horses, not to give you a horse. No, it's not to empower the horse you are riding. Every man is riding on a horse, heading towards perdition, heading towards destruction. The gospel must hit you at a point in your life and remove your leg and remove the horse and topple the horse and cause you now to be blind for 3 days. It was the gospel that was blinding Paul. Took his eyes away for days. He was fasting and praying until God sent the answer. Hallelujah. When gospel hits you, it will change your, it will change your, it will change you 360 degree. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm saying. You can't hear gospel and behave and walk away. Something has happened to you. It's either you respond to the gospel and be saved, or you disobey the gospel and you are damned. No. The gospel is not here to make your natural life continue. It's to seize your natural and open you to supernatural. No. The gospel is not to make you continue in your ways. The gospel is to open you to another world. The world of God. That is where you are made to function in that world. You are not made for Eba, for Corolla, for Benz, for building. You are not meant for that. The gospel is to walk in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In this season, we will regard the gospel. Men love lies. And it's not just that men love lies. Devil made it like that. When it is a lie, men protect it. Men guide you to their life. But truth falleth in the street. But the problem that you can't do anything against the truth. But for the truth. Gospel is true. Nothing can be so true again on earth. No man is true. Let all men be liars. Let God be true. Amen. I am trusting God that in this season, the Lord will open our eyes to the gospel. That's my prayer. Trusting God for that. That everybody will subscribe. You are subscribing to the gospel. You are, he said, my family, my house, my household, everybody, we are of the Lord. Let's see Philippians 2:12. Wherefore? My what? The Lord has been so faithful to us in this season. He has been blessing us so much, especially in the place where we are now, the place of love. Say love. That is what, you know, the devil did a work. That anything you hear in the Bible, you think you know it. Abisa, when you hear forgiveness, you think you know forgiveness. When you hear love, you know what love is. An unbeliever can sit you down and preach love to you.
say peace. In fact, it's a global language. Even though terrorists, they will preach peace. There is no concept that is of God that Satan does not have another version that he has preached to man, and man has believed. So everything that you believe, if they tell you, is a lie, will you believe? That until gospel is preached, that thing you think you know is a lie. Aye. So why they say devil is a father of lie? Everything God made, marriage, the concept of marriage in your head is a lie. If they allow you to run it, that is why they allow men to run marriage, they have failed. You know what I'm saying? No man can run marriage by his own sense. Because most of the sense you have is what you saw in movies. Growing up, people around you, what you found in movies, and you settle it in yourself. When I marry, I will take care of my husband. How? With what? And devil will make you feel you can do it. When they say, come and learn. Cannot learn the marriage. Cannot learn. Kilewambe. What's there? What's there? Nothing's there. I know it. I just do like this. When I cook good soup for him, when I do our house, we'll just be going out together, do chopping together, we'll be baiting together, we'll be watching the children together, we'll watch movies together, anywhere we are going together, we have joint account. After you have done that, you will see that marriage is not working. Oh God. Hallelujah. Say, lend the Spirit. Lend the way of the Spirit. Lend the way of the Spirit. It's not what will make your life better can never come from you. It must be higher than you. What will change you can never come from you. Can never. Anything generated by man cannot change man. If man can help themselves, they don't need to send Jesus from heaven. They had to send somebody from heaven to help earth. See, heaven help those who help themselves. If you can help yourself, why do you need heaven? Ideologies. Mindsets. When you see a man, it's a formation. You see that man you are thinking? You see what you are seeing? What is in his brain? Hey! Either he's in the bush, it does not matter. Either he's learned, it does not matter. Anywhere you see a man, there is a chip running him. That's why he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not. On what? Say, my own understanding. So everybody has their what? You can lean on your own understanding. Either you go to school. It doesn't matter. You go to school. Some people will tell you that, me o kawich wemu kogbo inu mi o. Abi? I don't go to school, but I get sense. You see that sense? It's called on your own understanding. So either you are rich. If you are not rich, when you meet some poor people, they are stark proud. They will tell you, I know they chop for your house. Have you ever gone? Even the one that is chopping your house, don't say because I'm eating under you. There is nowhere you will put it. Man has understanding. Hey. May the Lord help us. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more, in my absence. Do what? Do what? Say, work out. What? Your own salvation. With what? And trembling. At a point, he said, work out your own what? With what? Again, he now said again. It is God which worketh in you both to do what? And to do what? So, how are you going to work out what God, what it is God that worketh? But there are two things there. Say both to will and to do what? Of his what? So there are two things there. To will, just let us remind ourselves, isn't it? Say to will. Love has two substances. Love has two things. The will of love and the doing of love. The two, you must know it. You know, another word for will is truth, isn't it? It's truth. Another word for will is truth. When you see a man is a product of his will. So, man are not robots. In fact, angels are not robots. I hope you know that. Because until Lucifer fell, it was Lucifer that exposes to us that angels are not really robots. If they are bowing down day and night, holy, holy, they are using their will to do it. Because those angels followed Lucifer by their will. One third. So it means they were not made like robots. Hallelujah. Amen. God hates robots. And that is why artificial intelligence, you know, when you see robot, this world wants to make man robots, isn't it? So they are tracking the way he sleeps, the way he thinks, the way they want to be able to remote control man. My will is me. Yes. Say, I am my will. What is giving, before you come here today, you have used that thing more than 100 times. I will go to that church today. I will not go. I will go. What's talking? This color, this clothes. I should wear this clothes. Oh. No. No. I should wear jumpsuit. I should wear suit. So, what is informing your will is a knowledge. Isn't it? So, at a point, what wins your will is your knowledge. Something will now inform you. If there might be rain, no. That information instructs you on what to pick. Hallelujah. When you are in church, we can be singing. And you tell us, should I stand up? Is it compulsory? Why is everybody standing up now? Why should I not sit down? I will sit down, Joe. Come familiar, Joe. Oh, let them be standing. That thing you are doing, you are using your will. And let me tell you something. Do you know that Jesus like it? Anything, sir, that will take away man's will is evil. Anything that will turn a man to zombie is what? Evil. Let me tell you something. Till you get to the throne, you will be using your will. We're going to see something today. Two things in the will. Your will, because you can will and not do. 2 Thessalonians 3:4. It's just a brief charge to us this morning. We have confidence in the Lord touching you. That ye both do and will do the things which we command you. What did God create in the soul of a man? Inside the soul, you have will. You have emotion. You have intuition. You have intellect. You also have conscience. But you see, what is powering your soul, your emotion, your intuition, is the will. The will is the seat of what God put in the soul. And God put it there knowing that it can be used against him. And it has been used against him many times. But he is sure that I will still need it too. God can create you as zombie and robot. Go like this and you are going. Come. But because God himself has will. So if he says, I create you in my image. It's not that God has two eyes. Me too, I have two eyes. Because if he creates us in his image, actually, everybody should be the same. The same height. The same shape of nose. Your fingerprint should be the same. What he created in man, we don't know if God is white or black. Is God Caucasian? Is he a Japanese? Say will. Oh my God. Say will. This season, God is going to enlighten us again. He's going to the core. Reverend King was saying yesterday about the temple of our heart. Man. So actually, that will is the hope of the gospel. What does that mean? Satan does not trust man. God does not trust man. Because of that will. You can see somebody who is smoking ginger today. Ganja, what they call it. And it's rough. Devil is not yet sleeping. Because he knows that guy. The reason why we preach gospel is that through the gospel, the will can have access to knowledge that can change it. So that guy can wake up and say, ah, kilo shemi gono. One fagbolori mini. Oh, Jesus, that's what you want there. Ah, kilo shemi gono. Molo church lane. By the time he comes, everybody will be running away. Yeah? The way his hair is going, everybody black. And when I sing, he'll be singing. His own bass is different from everybody's bass. It. He will kneel down and be crying, God, Baba, Olegbami Baba, Emi omo eni. And you will be shocked that over time, the gospel will wash him. And you can also see somebody who carries Bible 24/7. Kali Gadamana Tushikataka. I will follow you every day, Lord, no matter what comes my way. Lord, I will run, yet I will stay, as long as I have you, Yahweh. Just because he changed location. He just won a visa lottery now. And he relocated with his own family. Hey! He got to a place where there's like no NEPA failure. Smooth road. And pounds and dollars are rolling in. What opportunity he can give to his student in Nigeria? All of a sudden, he's giving his student car. Broshe, are you still connected to morning prayer? You see morning prayer? At that time of the day, you see, even medically, you see, men, you see more of the thing we do in Africa, more of the thing we do in Nigeria. One of the things that we do in Nigeria is because we lack understanding, actually. How should somebody wake up 5 to 6 a.m. and be praying? Because that time, that sleeping time, is actually good for the nervous neurological intercatulia of the brain. Say will. I don't know what God made there. One man, The father told him, will you go to my farm? Sir, I'm going to go, sir. Yes, sir. Something happened again, and he changed his mind. Just changed his mind. Kenny, should I be obeying the father every time? You just be calling my name every time. Should I be obeying? I'm Elijah. And one said, oh, Baba, am I disturbing Lara, you? Am I disturbing you? I'm not ready to go to any farm. Is it my father that I'm talking to like that? Am I mad? And he went behind and was walking in the farm. So it's a will of man. Look at Isaiah 14 verse 12. It was in the place of will that Lucifer entered trouble. Will me. Say, how art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou caught to the ground, which did weaken the nation? Now look at verse 13. What did he say? You have not done it, but there is a cycle a will goes through that it will reckon that you have done it. When you are downloading a file, 10, 20, 30, yeah, you have not done it, you have not watched the film, it's still downloading, isn't it? But when it gets to 100, either you have watched it or not, it's on your device. You may not play the movie. There are many movies that I've collected, I've never watched, but it's on my device. When they want to calculate how many space left in my gig, they will have that this movie is taking space. I don't even know what I'm saying. So when he say, I will ascend, they are hearing it. I will exalt my throne. If when he says, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, he changes his mind. What's wrong with me? Am I mad? Who am I talking to? Do you know he will not be cast down? You know our mothers used to do something. When you do something, I like a coin here. One. He called you, did he answer? You drag your leg. Two. It's like they have measurement. The day you will hit your 100%, you will not even do as much as you did when you are in 60%. Maybe he just asks you to bring water, you are coming. Maybe something even touches your leg or hook you and you nearly fell. And he says, so you are hungry. I ask you to bring water, you are hungry. So you even want to pour the water on me. Mommy, I don't know. Something hook my... Oshueti ku today, your cup is full. They will now bring the measurement of everything you have been doing. Look at this guy. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. He was saying high, high, high. And they said, see, I will ascend. I will be like the Most High. At the point they told him, you have sinned. You can see that thing in the heart. What is making you to go and do this for us? That thing, go and do this for us. On your way, many things are talking to you. Because anytime you don't align to the will of your master, you are strengthening your will in unrighteousness. Let's see, Luke 16:1. Any gift, like Daddy will say, Daddy says on Wednesday that, come, if you give me 100,000 naira, I said, Pastor, I give you. I will collect it. But if I got to know that money you are giving me, you were forced to give it. You know, it's no longer an expression of love. So, if we want to serve God, God can as well hook our neck and tell you, I want to take, you know, serve the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. But even in that, he will not still force you to do it. Because if he forces you, then it's no longer a willful offering of love. So love is being willing. Hallelujah. What is love? If you are not willing, you are not in love. Anything you do reluctantly is not love. Look at what this man says in that book of Luke chapter 16, verse 1. Look at what happened. Compare it with Lucifer. It's the same principle. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer stewards. Then look at what the steward did. Then the steward said, say within. Gospel like barrel. Gospel is powerful. Where gospel want to deal with is within. Have you not know that riot does not really prosper in Yoruba land? What do they call riot now? Is it solidarity or what is it called now? Activism. Because everybody will come together. You see, tomorrow we'll fight this government to a standstill. Jigadi, tomorrow, bring your everybody, gather on the street, stand in your junction, everybody. Okay, yes. As they are leaving the meeting. So eventually, all of them will die in prison. All those leaders, they will pick them, and they will die in prison. Because when we are expected to have 2,000 march, eventually we hardly see 200. The man said within himself, what shall, say, be counting how many I and me, you see in that place. So. What shall I do? One, for my Lord taketh away from me the what? Two, stewardship. I cannot dig. Three, and to beg. I, how many is that? I am resolved what to do. Oh God. So there is a way you resolve. You don't just resolve. On a normal day, maybe we are in church, for instance. Maybe worship is going on, and you people are standing up. I'm just giving an example. But you know, that sitting you are doing, it's not like you are sick, and it's not like you are pregnant. That sitting, before you can conveniently sit down like that, many thoughts is running through the mind. Before you resolve, nobody resolves without flashes of thoughts. Should I? Am I with me? People want to debate. We know how to join. Everybody cannot be doing the same thing. That energy that you are using to talk to yourself, you will now enter a resolve. So resolution is a product of many, many I. Me. My. I. When I'm put out of the stewardship, that they may what? Receive me into their what? Houses. So imagine when Paul was now saying something that I am crucified. Can we read it together? One, two, go. I am crucified with Christ. Now, does that mean that Paul is now a robot? Look at this scripture very well. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless. Oh. That I am crucified with Christ does not mean I am a robot. Nevertheless, I still live. Ah. He now said, now, and the life which I now live in the flesh. What do I live by? So, faith of the Son is another high. Is another will. The only reason why my will is surviving is to use it to obey this other will. Why God will not take away that will is that He wants you to use that will willingly to take another will and superimpose this will now over my will. So you now realize when Jesus Christ said, if it be possible, if it be possible, let this cup. Is there any way in this program that we will not go through this route? I want to know. He now said, not my will. So at that point, Jesus had his own will. But the only thing he's using his will to do is to do the will of the Father. Many of us, we are not there. We use our will to please ourselves. So you can decide. I will go there tomorrow. I will not go. When you come here, I will not answer. Nothing is checking your will. So the reason why we preach Christ as the will of God. Christ is a will. The Father is a will. God is a will. All of those wills, they are to confront so that when we race, when you know the will, what you don't know, you don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Many things we do is in ignorance. Isn't it? That's why Jesus said, Father, whoa, forgive them. For what? They know not. And at the point he told them, the time of ignorance, God winked at it. God said, so there is always a time of ignorance. There are some things you do. We were in marriageables. I mean, singles and with purpose meeting on Saturday, last Saturday, and we are looking at making the right choices in marriage. And I was telling you people, I said, you don't use marriage to forgive sin, to settle scores, or to reconcile. You don't marry somebody because you have offended him some years ago and you felt you owe him. Oh God, when we are unbelievers, we used to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And you are aborted from me 70 times. In fact, right now, you don't have your womb again, Zef. So because of that, I owe you. We did it in what? Like I said, there is no restitution in the gospel. If why I am an unbeliever, I stole this cloth from you. As an unbeliever. And we met in church. Akurini! And I wear the clothes. I am not obliged to return the clothes. I can choose not to. I have not sinned. Because the guy that stole that cloth is dead. It's a time of ignorance. When we even say time of ignorance, your will was without check. That's the meaning. Say ignorance. My legal luminary, he says something. It means that nothing checks your action. no law. That is why they will always say, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. What am I saying? Ignorance does not mean that you don't know what you are doing. Ignorance means there is nothing standing to check what you are doing. Nothing. If you live in an environment where they kill at will, where this, you just wake up being a killer, isn't it? Many people, when you live in Ajegunle, you know Ajegunle? Anybody who lives in Ajegunle and his head is correct, God is with him. Why? Because environment has a way of culturing. It is what you see every day. If your parents' marriage is not working, you will hate marriage. If you get to a church where we talk about marriage, are you married? You should be married. You'll be angry. No. This church, they should let us make money. They should let us grow well. They should let us. Why? It's not your fault. It's because of the examples around you. Maybe you live in Face Me and Face You. The next person is always fighting for money. As you are sending that one, you.
Amen.
If you live in that environment, if somebody tells you marriage, you'll be looking at it. All of you are fraud. All of you are scammers. Scam. But if you live in a family where love just flows. Hello, dear. You know the way you use dear, everything dear. If the first time anybody will use dear for you, you are suspecting the person. Only thank you, dear. Thank you, dear. You will not be able to sleep all the night. Thank you, dear. Kilo mean? Dear. Tani dear. Tani dear. Quickly, quickly, you might like, but I need to watch you. Dear, me, dear. But the guy, don't they sleep? Don't they snore? Because that was how he was raised. How are you, dear? I love you. Oh, I love. Eh? You have never heard your father tell your mother, I love you. You have never. They never in your church. If love go, you suspect everybody. Anything you do, you cover it. You now get to find somebody now and say, I love you. Hey. You even marry, you will not be able to tell your wife, I love you. Do you know? If I do census now, how many married people in this week now, you have told your wife, I love you. You will be shocked. That is not part of the discussion. She knows. She knows. She knows, but Kuku say it. She knows. Abikoma. Oma. But say, what I'm saying now, what I'm preaching, why don't you know it? But we are still preaching it. And you are still hearing. And you are being blessed. Will you tell your wife, sweetheart, I just love you, and she will frown? You just smile. Is that smile? That is something it does to you yourself. When you see your wife smiling, there is a way you are, there is a joy. I don't know, some devilish men, they are not in this church anyway. They are all their life, they want to collect tears in the droplet. If there is one cup, they collect tears of their wife. They are joyful when their wife is crying. So, I'm just saying that the way your will is a program of many knowledge. Many things are feeding it for you to take one step. What you like? I like yellow. What makes you like yellow? When you trace it, you will get it. Then I just like Ghana weaving. What makes you like Ghana weaving above wig? When we trace it, we'll get it. You don't just like things anyhow. Will is a product of knowledge. So that is why when God is centering around our will, he wants you to be responsible. Many times we do things without being aware. When they play it back, you are ashamed. Hey, because you were not involved. You were not thinking. The reason why the will of Christ must be preached is that there is a part of us. There is a negative Christ in us. that should learn this one and submit. So Jesus Christ said, not my will. So even as at that time, Jesus can choose to walk away. Are you not aware that Adam was not deceived? It was Eve that was deceived. Adam was not deceived. Adam knew he used his will, which the last Adam also could do. He could get to Gethsemane and look at the old cross and look at the cross. Oh, Father, we have tried. I have served you. Is this the end? What I'm seeing now, are you saying this is what me will go through? God forbid. In fact, it's not God that will forbid. Me, I forbid. Let's close this. Let's close the experiment. God, I beg. What do you want to do with me? Catapult out of this world. They say, there's no catapult again. Remain here. What am I saying? He can choose. When daddy got to that point, my head got up. Actually, sir. You know how the way we think that our will become his will. Actually, our will become his will, but we will still have our will. Yes. Your will should be lost in his, but you will still, nevertheless, I live. But not high anymore. I locate a will higher than my own, and I come under it completely. People exercise their will freely in the scripture. We saw it on Friday. We looked at Apollos. Paul is a terrible man. He will write it in the Bible. I was thinking, Paul should even cover this beautiful Apollos pastor. You know, he did not cover him. Forever and ever, we'll be reading it in the Bible. Look at it. As touching, say, our brother. So a brother still has his will, sir. See the way Paul used that word. I greatly desire him to come unto you with the brethren. Say, but his will. Paul there, Kosibe. He now said, but he will come when he shall have convenient. So many people like to do things in their convenience. Let us go. You're all meeting ready. What's working? Your will, me. Let us run. When he will now run his own run, everybody is sitting down already. He will now be running. Oh! Yeah. Here we go. But in his own convenient time. Many brethren are like that. This guy is a brother. You can't push them. There are many in church. You can't push them. Can you please remove your phone? I'm coming. I will. Let me just finish. I want to send something. You will always have an explanation why it is not that time. My will. Hey. Paul said, I greatly. This journey, this bus. Brother Apollos should be in this bus. Oh my God. Brother Apollos should be in this bus. Brother Apollos. Brother Paul. Apostle, sir. I will still go. I will join them. Let them be good. I will join them. You know this happens between husband and wife too? And there was silence in heaven for half an hour. Sweetheart, can we do this dinner? I'm coming. Calm down. Especially the wife. You know, the wife is supposed to be subject to her husband in all things. Your husband said, make we do now. Ah, sister, she needs to be having self-control. You'll be preaching sermon. You are preaching sermon. Self-control. The man will not be tired. He's not even interested. You will now come. Ah, love, 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 love. You are not serious. I just want us to paint to us that the reason why we are given will is to put it down. Anytime you take your will, you sin. Yes. So, what is disobedience? If thou be willing and obedient, it is the doing part. What is doing? Doing is laying down my will. Because I now know the will. So, the first thing, you know, brethren, you can know, you can know will and not do it. Oh. Luke 12:46. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looked not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Then what will happen? Verse 47. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will. You know the Lord's will. And prepare not himself, neither did according to his will shall be. Shall be what? So that is why it is God that will work in you both to will and to do. They are two different things, though. They are miles apart. You can know will. And the ones that does not know will still be beaten, though, but with few stripes. So ignorance is not an excuse. That you are ignorant, they will still beat you. That you are informed, then they will give you more beating. So, one of the first things they want to show to you is to know his will. Acts chapter 22. The God of your fathers have chosen you, Paul. And he said, the God of our fathers have chosen you that thou shouldest what? Say, know his will. When you know his will, you will know how to submit to that will. What you don't know, you don't submit to. The first thing, when Paul was coming to the gospel, that is one thing about gospel today. People come to church not wanting to learn the will of God. The first thing they will show you is you must first know his will. You must know his will. You must know his will as Christ. Because it's a mystery. Daddy was saying somewhere, he said, will is secret. Because it is will that exposes love. So when your grandfather or your father is dying, he will go and keep his will with one lawyer who is what brutal. Until the day they want to read the will. That is when you will know the one that the father loved the most. So inside will is love. Your father will not show you. Your father will not show you that I love you or I don't love you. He will, I say, a good father. Some bad father will have preference. And all of the children will know that this one is the preference of the father. That's not good. Amen. But when the will is being read, love will show. His choice will show. So one of the first things that we are all supposed to know first in the gospel is to know the will. The will of Christ. There is a scripture that says, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Wherefore, can you see? Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but what? But understanding what the will of the Lord is. So who is a wise man? A wise man will take his time learning the will. Want to know? Want to have knowledge of his will? When you now have knowledge of his will. So throughout, look at where they told him now. In Acts chapter 22, he says that God of our fathers have chosen thee that you may what? Hallelujah. Thou shouldest know his will. How do you know his will? Ephesians 1:9. What did they say? That thou shouldest know his will here. They were telling him, this is your curriculum. You must know his will. Verse 9 of Ephesians 1. What did they say? Having made known unto us. What? What's the difference between Acts 22 and this one? Now look at this. You can see. And he said, the God of our fathers have chosen thee, that thou shouldest what? Know his will. Then in verse 9, having made known unto us what? The mystery of his will. So it means that when you say us here, it's not every believer yet. So the way Paul entered the gospel, Paul entered from knowing the will of God. Having made known. So it means will is a mystery. What is mystery? What is hidden? What is not visible? So you can be in church and not know the will of God. Because the will of God is not just an information. It's a person called Christ. Now let's say Colossians 1:9. Having made known unto us for this cause, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. And to what? And to desire that ye might be filled with what? The knowledge of his will in all wisdom. So anywhere Paul sees that there is a believer, the next prayer point is that, Lord Jesus, you can see why he's desiring. Because that was how he came into the gospel. He came in by, first of all, knowing the will of God. Knowing Christ. Then he was now praying for them that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So your work is according to your will. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Say, my little children. Let us not, can you see now? Let us not love in word. Can you see? So love, neither in what? In tongue. But what? In deed. And in truth. So love is standing on two legs. Doing and the will. Say, truth is the will. That you may have the knowledge of his will. It is the will of God that all men be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So when you hear truth, there is the will. Then indeed is the doing. So when you learn the will and you are doing the will, you are in love. Many a times we know the will, but we are not doing it. We are not yet in love. It has not been reckoned that we are in love. Do you know how many things you know that you are not doing? Please, you don't know that exercise is good for your body. Raise up your hand. You don't know. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. You don't know that exercise is good for the body. Raise up your hand. You are exercising every day. Every day. Raise up your hand. It's not that you are trekking to your working place. Ma trek tele. It's okay. It's good to trek. It's good. It's an exercise. You can see the percentage. The gap between what you know and what you do. How many wives did know that submitting to your husband is good? Is the will of God. In all things. How many submitted? In all things. That's why when God gave them commandments in the Old Testament, he told them, the last thing he said, you will keep this status, this judgment, and do them. There are plenty in Deuteronomy. When you read Deuteronomy, you will see there plenty. Look at it. And ye shall keep my statutes and what? And do them. So James came. He said it's not the hearer that will be justified. Because how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith is will. Come by hearing. That's why you can be ever learning and never come to the knowledge of the truth. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. What? Deceiving. May we not deceive ourselves in this season. So what cherubim does is that they hearken to the voice of his command. They don't consider it. When they know it is the will, they don't allow their will to survive. They use the will of God to kill their will. Is this what God wants? Is it the will of God? Is it the will of God? My feeling is no longer needed. Sir, you know there is no chemistry. Chemistry will be meeting us and biology will follow. I don't understand what I'm saying. You know many people feel, this is, God is saying this guy will be my wife. But there is no chemistry between us. There is no biology. But there is physics. And there is geography. Geography will always be available. Say chemistry. In the face of will, chemistry does not appear. God is saying this person is your wife. You are saying chemistry. Chemistry will join. That's a very hard place. It's not as hard as not my will, but your will be done. Do you know what Jesus went through that night? Your own his wife. Do you know what Jesus went through that night? He said his sweat is like blood. Maybe his vein broke. Because he cried with strong crying. So when he cried with strong crying, his vein broke. So his sweat mixed with his blood. They were seeing blood. Just, it's not every will you do, you smile. If you want to smile on every instruction, you are not wise. There are some will you do that you'll be smiling, you know, sincerely. There are some things you give that you smile. But there are some will, there are some places God will hook your neck. And when you are not going to be smiling. Jesus was not smiling at Gethsemane. But he knows. This is the only way, the hard way, the only way. He was not beating about the bush. Many of us, you know what God is telling you to do, but you are negotiating with terrorists. You know, Satan is a terrorist. America said, we don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't sit down on the table. It's not like Nigeria. Nigeria, we gather, they will come with bikes, with their guns, to government house. To come and talk. Hey, kagalemocha. God will say, do this. You will be negotiating. You are negotiating. The servant that does not know the will feels stripes. But the one that knows it and did not do it, they will flog you well. I am trusting the Lord for you today. That the Lord will grant you capacity. Strength to do the will of God. In this season, you will be patient to learn the will of God. Because that will is knowledge, is light, is knowledge. As you are being fed with knowledge, so is your understanding increasing. We are trusting the Lord. Can we thank God today? Can we just bless the name of the Lord? Oh, Shatalia Namaraka Pat Protoshto Broadcast Zanda Libro Ganante. On every step, on every decision, on every step of the way, help me to always come to this point. Not my will. No. This matter, it has nothing to do with what I feel, how I feel. No. Oh, Catalia Mbrugate, Exare Katoshia Tabaramanante, Zato Gedele Aneo, Oshishibande Ligedabra Doshte, Ezedeketo Zante, Ragapande, Eregeteze Kaliam Broshta, Bamaria Taste, Exatela, Magadoshte, Egarua Papa Paraba, Nande Legedoshtiante, Erekete Sekepande. Lord Jesus, I commit my will to you today. I want to come under your will. I want to come under your will. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.